This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Read something from Ira Winderman today regarding the heat in the Sun Sentinel. Somebody emailed him for the Ask Ira column, and it says, I know the Heat have to end their losing streak. Remember, they're on a 4-game losing streak going into the break, and two of those losses were brutal because they were winning at the end, you know, going into the fourth quarter and just coughed it up. But the guy emails in, and he says, I know the Heat have to end their losing streak, but isn't the most important game on this trip Sunday in Milwaukee? Remember, they're in Toronto tonight. The Bucks have shown they're just an average team in the East playoff race this season. And if the Heat can't beat them, then what are we doing here? I think they should take note of that game and then decide what to do next. Now, I don't know that there is a decision on what to do next. I'll read you what Ira says. But I mean, you kind of had your opportunity for next when the trade deadline was got, like, that was the time to kind of determine if you were gonna just obliterate the whole thing, which the Heat don't do.
Or are we gonna throw in the towel and just say, hey, no more games for us? Like, no. So,
this is what Ira says. He says, I've seen this perspective voiced on several platforms as if there was an impending decision on whether the Heat should tank or go for the playoffs. However, that's not the Heat way. No matter what happens on this 3-game trip, while accepting they need to win at least two, and honestly, all three, the Heat way has been simply to try and find a way to dig out of any hole with all these upcoming games at home after this brutal road stretch. Perhaps that will provide some relief. They should win tonight in Toronto. I understand the emailer's point. If you do want to get in the conversation about something, now I temper all this. I think I said it yesterday. I temper all this with, I'm not expecting anything from the Heat in the second half of the season. I don't think Andrew Wiggins has added anything to the mix. I don't know what's going on with Terry Rozier. Obviously Tyler Hero's playing well, playing the All-Star game, won the 3-point contest. I think the highlight of the Heat season will be Tyler Hero winning the 3-point contest, but I guess you can use the next three road games as a little bit of a barometer as to where things stand. Cause remember what Spo said at the end of, what was the loss heading into the break? It wasn't OKC. It was the game after OKC. I forget who it was.
Dallas?
Was it Dallas? He was like, we've got to get this thing fixed and fixed quickly. I remember coming on the next day and saying, hey, like they are in need of this All-Star break and they need to figure things out. And you'll get an idea, I guess, tonight on what he's taken to the drawing board.
But that's what is the drawing board. They're not bringing anybody else in. They're not finding a G Leaguer and giving them a 10-day contract to change things. It's going to be adjusting the lineups. It's going to be Spo being the, you know, X and O guy that we know him as. And let me tell you a secret, Texter. they're going to be right around 500 all season. Couple games under, couple games over. That's where they're going to be. That's what team they are. They're going to beat a team they're not supposed to. They're going to lose to a team they're not supposed to, because that's what average teams do, and that's what they are.
That's kind of what I'm expecting for the second half of the season. So if I get something different on the upside, I'll be thrilled. And if I get something different on the downside, it's not going to surprise me too much. But I feel like they're a play-in team. I mean, listen, you lose Jimmy Butler, you get worse. You can say whatever you want about Jimmy and the way he went out. You lose Jimmy Butler, you get worse. And so they're, in my opinion, a worse team than when they started the season. And now, you know, you start the second half tonight and you'll see what the season holds. But I'm not expecting too much.
Let's see. Davion Mitchell figuring out the offense isn't going to send us to the four seed.
The March to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.